Boy, what a powerful word. And boy, just to think of what awaits us, it's amazing. And the reason we have that hope is what we're getting ready to celebrate, the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, church, we serve a God. He comes after us. He pursues us. He's been pursuing his bride for centuries and centuries. Clear back in Isaiah, 1,000, 1,500 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah would say this: a virgin will conceive. She'll bear a son. She'll call his name Emmanuel. And that word in Hebrew, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, means God with us, which is astounding. It's one of those things we can read it and we kind of brush past it. But if we really stop and think, God with us, God in us, it's amazing. Here's the thing: our God is holy, he's righteous, he's spotless, he's without sin, and he cannot dwell in the presence of sin. And we all know our heritage. Our father, Adam, and what he passed on through us, we're fallen, we're sinful. And so without some intervention, we cannot dwell in the presence of this holy, righteous God. And he so desires to be with us that he said, I'm going to make a way. I'll fix this problem. In Leviticus, scripture we've shared before, says the life of the flesh, it's in the blood. And I've given it to you to make atonement for your souls upon the altar, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. It's this blood that purifies us, and it allows us into the holy presence of our Creator, of our Father, Emmanuel. And so, church, we're going to celebrate the work of the cross. I'll ask you to come and get the elements, and then return to your seat, and then we'll share in communion here. On the night before he died, Jesus meets with the disciples to celebrate Passover. And I want to remind us, this is a ceremony they've celebrated for centuries, centuries upon centuries, hundreds of years. In the ceremony of Passover, they're to remember the unleavened bread that they ate the night before they left Egypt. But that night, Jesus does something different. He takes this ceremony and he turns it on its head. He says, this bread, this is my body. It's a new paradigm. He says, this is me. And I'm going to give this as a sacrifice for you. So, church, the body of Christ. And he'll take the wine. He says, "This is my blood. It's poured out for you." Church of the Living God, this is life. This is our salvation, our gift from the living God, the blood of Christ. Father, words are not enough, but it's all we have to offer. Thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for coming, for being Emmanuel, God with us, and still with us and in us, our hope of glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.